Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so I was excited for Mitch, the guy that when you give us a call at 216-474-0092, when you call that newfangled phone number, you talk to Mitch, who screens the call and decides if you're going to get in. And what we were hoping for was Mitch to move all the way up here to Northeast Ohio, not going to give away that he lives in Lakewood, that when he got up here, he was going to be able to use all this new exposure to help his dating life. That, sadly, has not been the case for young Mitch. Mitch, you did say there's a cross-section of individuals out there who know who you are, that when you're out at the bars, that you get a chance to meet, that are very excited that you work on the show. The problem is, none of those individuals happen to be of the opposite sex.
Without fail, for the last, God, I don't know, six, seven times I've gone out to the bars for the weekend, I'll talk to people about, you know, what do you do for work? And I explain, oh, I'm a producer of a radio show. Oh, what show? Oh, the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima. Oh, yeah, I know who you are. Every single time it's been a dude. None of the girls know the show. None of the girls know you guys. And that's where I'm kind of stuck right now.
Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, pal. Welcome to it.
Now, wait a second. I thought this show was expanding horizons. We were crossing all sorts of demographics. We were getting a critical mass that would help somebody like Mitch in his young dating years. Is that not happening?
We are blessed to have many female listeners. It is a blessing. But I don't think that they are naturally interested in what Mitch does as far as being here at the Fan. When I first met my Lizzie, I'll tell you this, Mitch. She thought it was cool I did radio for about 15, 16 minutes. And then that was it.
That's about it.
That was it. I worked at a rock station back in the day. And it was down in Canton. And it was cool for about, to any girl I ever met, 42 minutes. One time they told, I'll never forget this, I was in college. Somebody said I was a DJ, and immediately this girl turned around, and you could tell there was a genuine interest because I was a DJ, and I had to look her dead in the eye to not waste either of our time, and I went, not that kind of DJ. Oh, like
not
one
throwing
on
cakes?
Like one on the radio? I went, yeah. Oh, okay. That was it, and it was a good thing because I couldn't have kept up that lie.
Yeah, here's where I think you could excel.
Good for DJ EV, by the way.
I think right.
Holy Toledo! I saw that look once, and I went, "You live with this? This is amazing."
I think Mitch, the type of women that listen to this show are not going to be probably the ones you're going after.
Fair.
I think the divorcees. I think we've been in the car with the divorcees. Hmm. I think we're in the car with a lot of teachers.
Yep.
That are rolling into work. I think that's your chance.
Those are good people. That's who he should be going at.
Well, you'll get a little more seasoned, too.
Mitch is 27 now.
Gain some confidence.
I'm sorry. If Mitch ends up with a teacher, he needs to run to the altar. Run.
Why? Run.
A teacher? Are you serious?
I have a whole family of teachers already.
And you should know that their retirement benefits are usually pretty solid. Do you not know that?
I did not know that.
You're telling me Garrett doesn't tell you about that?
Garrett doesn't tell me much things nowadays.
You need to be talking to Garrett a little bit more. Get some wisdom from the old man in his later years. Good God Almighty. I worked for Perry Local Schools two summers. I still have a retirement account technically with them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me that a young virile man should go into a perspective looking for a relationship or maybe just a one-night thing and go, What kind of benefits are we talking about?
Well, I'm not talking about any one night thing. I mean, people are free to do with their bodies what they want as long as everybody's consenting adult.
To the table?
But I'm saying if you want to actually settle down.
I don't care about your personality. What is the 401k like?
You don't think people do that? You don't think people do that?
I don't know at 27 you do that.
But maybe you should start.
If
maybe 38 year old Ken Carmen does that.
Look at me.
Now, I've looked at you enough today.
I'm obviously a lot heavier than I used to be, but I've never been very much to look at. Liz took one look at me. She knew how many jobs I had. She always knew I'd work my ass off for whatever family I had.
She might cash in sooner exactly. rather than later.
She knew exactly how much I'd work my ass off. She knew if it were ever serious, she knew it would be taken care of. And that's how she'll tell you herself. She will tell you herself.
So this is the interesting thing that you mentioned there, Ken. You said your wife knew that how many jobs you would have, how much you would work hard to provide for your family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the opposite of that. How do
you don't want to be a good man?
No. I'm saying, how do I put on the image that working in radio is a prestigious line of work?
Hang out with me more.
That is going to.
It's easy to
tell these women this pays well. Yes.
No, he can't lie.
I mean, wait a second. Tell them the hobnobbing you get to do because of this show. The fact that you get a chance to talk to Nathan Zagura every week.
Sure.
You talk to Mary Kay Cabot. You talk to Zach Jackson. I mean, the big names. Ryan Wilson. My yes. God, how many times with Ryan Wilson?
How many times? Yeah.
You know,
tell them who you have in your phone.
There is one thing that we could do as a show to help Mitch.
What's that?
Guarantee a win.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You don't think that's going to get back to them?
If Mitch was able to say, look, I work with a guy that made a guarantee and then it paid off.
You need to do what is a time-honored tradition, Mitch, and that is live above your means, ruin your credit, get a lot of things that make you look like you have more than what you have, just like what we did back in the day.
Makes sense.
There you go. You said you wanted to sound lucrative. There you go. That'll be lucrative. Or, you know, you could just be a good, solid man. But you don't seem to be interested in that.
Be a solid man.
Listen to that sigh. Exasperated sigh.
You know what you want to do? Tell them to do one of two things. Tell them that you know Lima and I and Owen, and that either to prove it, their dads can call us or their ex-boyfriends can call us. One of the two. And then you're in. Am I wrong?
That's all you have to do.
That's true.
Sounds good.
I fixed his life.
You did it.
Boy, that was as hard as I thought.
I ain't guaranteeing no win.
Now fix that guarantee.